Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Eureka City Manager David Tyson said the search to hire a new police chief is moving along. Currently, Merle Harpum is serving as the interim chief and has done so since Gar Nielsen was let go last year. Tyson said that the city is using local public safety professionals to assist in the hiring process, and the formal process began in January. The screening process is in full swing, and the city will begin reviewing submitted applications and whittling that list down.
With the applications we received, we had a supplemental application which had a series of questions that we asked them. So it's not just a application and resume. It's, you know, we actually have them respond to some written comments, written questions. And that packet will be then given to a screener that we've reached out to who, again, is a former local law enforcement person. And he will review those and make a recommendation to the selection committee.
Tyson also said that the hiring process is not utilizing a headhunter, but working with its personnel department and experts in public safety to make the next hire. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a single-car collision that took the life of 19-year-old Zoe Cooper. Her brother, 18-year-old Zachary Cooper, was driving southbound on Highway 101 Saturday afternoon when he lost control of his vehicle. The car flipped over on the roadway before sliding down a hillside and hitting a tree. Zachary Cooper suffered head injuries and was taken to the hospital, but Zoe Cooper was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash closed down one lane of the highway until 6 o'clock while emergency crews were on scene. Both occupants were wearing seat belts, and impairment is not being considered as a cause. The city of Fortuna announced today that it has awarded the contract to replace the water tank reservoir on Stewart Street to Walland Construction of Eureka. Walland has done other major projects for the city, and the city has scheduled a pre-construction meeting for the 23rd. A neighborhood meeting will also be scheduled sometime during that week. Over the next week, Walland Construction will do work to determine where and what depth new pipes will be laid, and the major components of the project are expected to begin in early May. Two Wyoming women lost their way while hiking last night, but were able to contact authorities who found the pair using the GPS coordinates of a cell phone. The 54 and 44-year-old women, along with their two dogs, had left their vehicle near Dinsmore Store and started hiking, but quickly lost their way as it got dark. The two were found near Burr Valley Road, okay, if a bit cold and wet. The sheriff's office reminds hikers to always leave notice with family or friends of the area you plan to visit and beware that many rural areas lack cell phone service. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Units from Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a residential fire on Saturday night. When they arrived, they found a garage that had been converted into a living space fully engulfed. It took firefighters about 40 minutes to bring the blaze under control, although they remained on scene for several hours to complete overhaul operations and quench any hot spots. All the occupants were outside safely, and fire crews were able to keep the fire from spreading to neighboring structures. Arcata Fire provided mutual aid while Humboldt Fire crews were on scene. An initial investigation reveals the cause of the fire was a malfunctioning battery or battery charger. And citing numerous complaints from business owners and visitors, the Eureka Police Department has increased its presence at Arts Alive, which takes place on the first Saturday of each month. Eureka Foot Patrols, along with increased enforcement, have been the response to complaints of vandalism, drinking, and drug use. On Saturday night, officers detained two juveniles due to intoxication and also responded to a report of a fight involving several folks on the boardwalk. And local police departments regularly run ABC checks in connection with the State Alcohol Control Board in an effort to prevent minors from acquiring alcohol. Over the weekend, the Eureka Police Department ran a shoulder tap operation in which decoys asked passing adults to purchase alcohol for minors. Two men, 39-year-old Damon Stockton of Eureka and 33-year-old Joshua Ward of Eureka, were arrested after they purchased alcohol for minors during the operation. A first-time offense is a $1,000 fine and 24 hours of community service. So don't buy beers from minors. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.